go back to Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Brother John, remind us what's going on in the world, right? And difficult days that we live in. It's wonderful to know that there is one that is sitting on the right hand of God. The one who is in control. You know, it's stuck. Go up and down. Everything around us go up and down. But he is in control, the Lord Jesus. Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then in Psalm 73:25, whom am I in heaven but thee? Seek those things that are above. Now we also see here, verse 1 to 4, we see past, present, and the future. The past, verse 1, risen with Christ. The present, hid with Christ. The future, appear with Christ in glory. That's the future of the believer. You know, the word that hid here in the book of Colossians mentioned three times. Brother Alfred mentioned twice, two already in chapter 1 and in chapter 2. It says, in whom all the treasure of wisdom is hid in Christ. And also about the mystery. And time past was hid, the mystery about the church. But now it says here, hid with Christ and God. Two of them. That's a double lock, if you can say. A double lock. You know, if you're a believer, you totally secure in Christ. And we have that in John chapter 10. Maybe we can read. You can turn with me to John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither any man pluck them out of my hand, the hand of the Lord Jesus with Christ. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand in God.